This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, July 7th. God's word for you today is, lift your voice. Our scripture reading is taken from James 5, verse 16, and it says, the heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man, believer, can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. I pray that God will saturate your being with His presence. I pray that you will be empowered to speak to the Red Sea and it will part. I pray that you will be empowered to speak to fire and it will respond. I pray that you'll be empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring forth and create deliverers on earth for the praise and glory of God, the Father, in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that God will breathe on us all, teach us His word, and show us His heart in Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. We must realize that God works with man. Therefore, man can wield the power of the Creator of heaven and earth. God can cooperate with man and change things that may appear impossible. Jesus, speaking to Peter, and by extension to the early church and to us, says in Matthew 16, verse 19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Your reality may not look like this yet, but that is going to change in the name of Jesus. God is saying to you that He is giving you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you allow on earth will be allowed in the heavens, and you will see it on earth. The flip side of that is, whatever you disallow on earth, it will be forbidden in heaven, and you will see it forbidden on earth. So the equation we see in scripture starts with us, because heaven has done its bit. Right now, it is your move, and it is my move. It is our turn to act, and when we act, heaven will do what we have said should be done, and we will see it on earth as we have said it to be done. Therefore, if you want to change something in the physical, natural, you have to first change it in the spiritual, supernatural. What we are saying is this. Everything that is visible and physical is preceded by something that is invisible and spiritual. So if you want to fix something in the visible, physical, you have to first address it in the invisible, supernatural. The first fundamental of working in the supernatural is the understanding of this fact. If you are not happy with your job, going to work with a bad attitude will not solve the problem. Stepping back and fixing things in the spiritual will solve it for you. If you are not happy with your marriage, it is the same thing. Fighting your spouse will not solve the problem. You have to change it in the spiritual. Similarly, in our nations, for example, not many people are happy with the situation in the nation Nigeria. So we will continue to pray, changing things in the invisible, spiritual, and we will see things change in the physical. God actually pays attention to the sacrifices that His children make. In fact, the spiritual always yields to the highest bidder. The people you are competing with for that job opening, do you know where they were at midnight? You cannot be sleeping when your competitor is sacrificing. Let us pray. Father, put into action and make effective our heartfelt, persistent prayers. Cause them to be explosive, filled with power, and accomplish much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.